This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, May 10th here in Foxborough, Mass. Another Sullivan Tire Roster Report. Paul Perillo going to fly solo again. No Andy Hart today, taking a vacation day. And don't we wish that he did that a little bit more often? Not sure where my buddy Eric is, but I decided I could handle running over some of the transactions from this week without necessarily gumming up the works here. Just an absolute picturesque day here in Foxborough, and looking forward to the weekend. And looking forward to some of these Patriots moves here. Maybe not the biggest moves, but there is one item that I do want to talk about, and I'll do that at the end. First, we'll just do a little bookkeeping here. The Patriots completed their rookie minicamp over the weekend, last weekend, and two of those that were signed did not make the cut after rookie minicamp had completed, and those are running back Quentin Hines and linebacker Ian Sluss. Hines is a little bit of a different case here. He's a running back out of Cincinnati. According to several reports, he had an injury that he sustained and has been waived injured with the Patriots, and he went unclaimed. So he reverts to injury reserve, and the Patriots actually still own his rights, according to several reports. And Sluss has just been released. Also, on May 7th, on Tuesday, the Patriots claimed another rookie running back, Akeem Shavers from Tampa Bay. Shavers was originally signed as a rookie free agent with the Bucks out of Purdue. Earlier in the offseason, he was released on May 6th. He cleared. He did not clear waivers. The Patriots claimed him and thus were awarded him. He played 2 years at Purdue after starting his college career at Tyler Junior College, 5'11", 203 pounds. Had 871 yards on 181 attempts with 6 touchdowns during his the 2012 season with the Boilermakers. Also, Patriots remained busy during the course of the week. On Thursday, they came to an agreement on a reported 2-year deal with wide receiver Lavelle Hawkins. Hawkins played 5 years with the Tennessee Titans. One of those seasons, 2011, stood out. He had 47 catches for 470 yards and a touchdown. But otherwise, the other 4 years have been much quieter than that. Only 71 catches for his career with 4 starts and 52 career games, 771 yards and that touchdown. He also has a little bit of experience returning kicks. He has done that 14 times. But nonetheless, he was released by the Titans on May 1st. Patriots agreed, as I said, reportedly agreed to a 2-year deal. The Patriots have made the signing official, not necessarily the term official, but 2-year deal for Lavelle Hawkins. He joins a group now with the likes of Donald Jones and Michael Jenkins, who we had on PFW in Progress earlier in the week. I'm sure you guys heard that. Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, and so on down the line, along with the rookie draft picks Aaron Dobson and Josh Boyce. So a little bit of a crowded situation at wide receiver. But the part that I find interesting and I wanted to talk about a little bit is the running back situation. Obviously, Belichick makes the move on draft weekend to deal Jeff Demps to the Bucs and pick up LeGarrette Blount. That was not enough, however, for the coach. He continues to look around at running backs, and he had to lose an undrafted rookie in Hines and immediately claimed one from the Tampa Bay Bucks in Shavers. But also reports this week indicate that the Patriots have worked out former Cowboys running back, first-round pick, Felix Jones out of Arkansas. So this is a little bit higher level of a running back. So clearly Bill is thinking that he's not happy necessarily with the amount of depth they have at the position. Stephen Ridley, Shane Vereen would figure to be the front runners for roles there. You have Leon Washington in the mix as a potential third down guy to replace Danny Woodhead's role. And you also have Brandon Bolden and LeGarrette Blount, sort of, I think, battling for a secondary role as a power back, maybe a goal line threat. Obviously, Blunt is a very big back at 240-plus pounds. But bringing in Felix Jones for a look-see, kicking the tires on that one, sort of got my attention this week. It'll be interesting to see if the Patriots pursue that any further. Several reports indicated that there were some other teams that Jones has done some work for, so I'm not sure the Patriots are the only team vying for his services. But I do find it interesting that Belichick, still looking for some running backs and still, uncovering every rolling over every stone, as they say, to see if there's enough depth there at that position. I find that something to keep an eye on. Other than that, we got wide receiver. We got some offensive positions that have generally been in pretty good shape with this team over the last 4 or 5 years. Wide receiver, and that they're still looking for some more answers. They have very little in the way of proven performers at the position. So those are the two spots I think that we can, sort of keep our eyes open for any interesting names that might pop up. And, in the case of Hawkins, maybe a more of an under-the-radar guy. And right now, Belichick is certainly keeping his eye out for any of those kinds of guys. So that's basically the news for the week. Not a whole lot in the way of, high-priced moves, and that's generally to be the case. A couple of things to keep in mind as we go forward here. You're starting to see the draft picks around the league are starting to get signed. So it'll be interesting to see if they get something worked out for any of the Patriots' 7 draft picks. But some of the teams now, you're starting to see some announcements. So keep your eyes open for those. Otherwise, we are in a little bit of a holding pattern now. We will be back next Friday with another Sullivan Tire roster report. But also in the coming weeks, we will be having access to some of the OTAs. I believe May 21st or 22nd is the first one that we will be able to, as the media, will be able to attend and report on. So, keep an eye open for that as well on Patriots.com. We will have all the latest on Patriots Today and text updates. Again, PFW in progress each and every Tuesday and Thursday during the offseason. We'll be back in. For now, that's going to put a wrap. We'll be back next Friday with another Sullivan Report, Sullivan Tire roster report.
Once again, I had nothing to say, and I'd get lost in the nothingness inside of me.
I was confused,
and I let it all out in mind that I'm not the only person with these things in mind. But all of me can see the words revealed is the only real thing that I've got left.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available at over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.